Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh, yay. Glad to have you all with us. Thank you very much for that beautiful ovation. Mm-hmm. We are gathered and ready to serve you. There is myself, Deborah Lee. I also have Jimbo Baggins sitting in over here. Yes, he is your host in the Facebook Live.
He's the hostess with the mostest.
He is. He's a hostess.
That's an oldie boy.
Yeah.
We are streaming live on Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So if you want to watch us in action, that's where you should go. Also, we have Veronica here.
Yes, Veronica,
she is going to give you a rebel card reading after I've given you your personal prophecy reading. Now, these are actual cards, and if you like their boldness, they're really to the point.
Yeah, I'll send you an Amazon link.
Yes, she would. And you can buy a deck for yourself.
Yes.
What we love about them is that they just don't sugarcoat a thing.
They don't.
No. So you'll get that after your reading with me. And just to make the distinction, I'm holding this up for our Facebook audience, an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is not tarot, not oracle, not angel cards, not any of the others that are out there. And I know there are other playing card systems, but this is the one that I prefer, that my grandmother taught me. And it was actually over 30 years ago when she did. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to Jimbo.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, because folks on hold, and I wanted to remind them, because it might be new callers. I don't know their experience level. If you're hearing the show, everything's good. You're in the queue. And we'll switch over to you when the time comes. So if you listen to the show, listen to the show. And when your turn comes up, we will talk to you and let you know. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. Excuse me. Call in the earlier the better. We take the calls in the order that they come in, and they stack up. But there isn't our queue will not fill up. So you,
right?
Like so, we had a previous show where they only get to put two people on hold. But
if you
we've had them stacked.
If you get dropped, please call right back.
Sure, call right back. We also want to remind everybody. Our normal disclaimer that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only, but we hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Those of you who are international in terms of where you reside, you can call us through Messenger if you are on my friends list. My name on there is Deborah Lee, L-E-I-G-H, and we would put you through on the portal, which is facing Jim and I. We wouldn't turn it around, you know. Show you in
no,
your...
No, I don't even get to see you.
No, if we won't show you, you know, getting ready to go night-night or anything like that. And what else I was going to say about that?
They can do audio, too.
Oh, you can just do audio, right.
Yeah,
you don't
feel like you want a visual, audio's fine. So whatever you desire, like I'll say, I'm going to give that number again and continue on. 515-602-9676. Or... if you can't call in because you're on the other side of the world or whatever, you can, like she said, the messenger is available to Deborah Lee, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. It has to be Deborah Lee.
And it is free.
Yeah, that's definitely free. Or Skype is an option, too. We have domestic people that Skype in, and it's ridiculously cheap for that. It's insignificant. internationally probably a little bit more, but it's still going to be a lot cheaper than like an international cell phone plan. And that crap right now.
And as we go forward, please know that you can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and learn more about the method and more about my private sessions, if you know, where you can get me exclusively.
It's right back there, too, so everybody can see it.
All to yourself.
There you go.
If you can see the little raven, but psychiclovedoctor.com.
There it is.
It gives a couple international shout-outs before we start talking to people. We got Donna Marie from the land of Aya.
Donna Marie.
And where we know we have Bridget from the UK.
Bridget, mm-hmm. Yay.
So one more time before we go to our first caller. We want to give that number, 515-602-9676. Call in on the phone line, please. Etiquette, no speakerphone. Very right. Bad. By the time it comes out, our little speakers here on the internet. Cool when you're talking to a buddy down the street or whatever. It's also cool to multitask, wash dishes, do all sorts of things, juggle, throw the phone up there and juggle on speakerphone. Yeah, it's by the time it goes through the internet and all this stuff, you might want to just find a place, relax, chillax.
Yeah.
Make sure your background sounds are nothing. Like your library would be great, okay? Speakerphone, Bluetooth is also another thing. I mean, it's a, basically for us, it sounds like speakerphone, not good most of the time.
So we can't hear you.
Yeah, or it gets choppy. You cut in and out sometimes, especially if you're moving and you're on speakerphone, then it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Figure out some alien.
Cars can be iffy sometimes.
Cars are really bad. Being outside in the wind and
yeah.
Stuff like that. It's just crazy.
Walking you know? The dog.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Walking your iguana.
Yeah,
you do,
walking your cat, whatever.
Okie dokie pokey. Let's get the show on the road.
The cards are all warmed up, ready
all warmed
to
up.
Go.
Feeling hot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go to area code 323. That's our first call from California. 323.
Hello, California.
Welcome to the Second Love Doctor Show.
What's your first name, please?
Greetings, this is David.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, we are on a roll tonight.
We're happy. We just got the show started.
TGIF and all that.
Yep.
So, David, have we heard from you before?
So, yeah, that's actually why I'm calling in. I called in before a while back, and you said that the energy was very negative. You were very concerned about me. I didn't get a reading, and you told me to call back. So I'm wondering if you can tell me what's so wrong with me.
He probably was at the end of the show.
I know exactly who this is.
He had to get a quickie probably at the end of the show.
We had to, like, just say, you sound like congested, you've got some yucky stuff going on, definitely call back. What took you so long?
Well, life happens.
Well,
you know, right?
I mean, I live a gilded life. There's not a lot of drama in my life, so it didn't feel real true at the time.
Okay. Has it resonated since for you? Are you dealing with any challenges or anything that's going on for you?
Not at all. I mean, my beloved BMW went out of warranty, but I knew it was going out of warranty, and I decided to keep it. And I had a $3,000 oil change, but other than that, everything is good.
Okay. Well, what would you like us to concentrate on for your reading?
Well, I'm actually at a place where I'm living very peacefully, very detached from the world. This was going on way before the whole COVID-19 phenomenon happened. And I'm just kind of, you know, wondering if there's any point in me dipping my toe back into the world or if I should just kind of stay holed up in my private little Idaho.
Oh, well, do you feel drawn to becoming more social and getting yourself out there? Or have you enjoyed your solitude?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I mean, being social was never my problem. I mean, I was in my 20s, I was working on Broadway and doing cocaine with Liza Minnelli. So I've never been the timid sort.
Well, how about that?
Sharing the straw.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am laying your cards out right now for anybody who's listening or watching
or
on
watching.
Facebook.
Yep, that is true.
I use a 24 card layout. So you're not just getting a random, you know, draw of cards 1, 2, 3, and that's fine with others who like to do that.
Right.
But this is actually what I do in my private sessions, use a full layout. Yes.
David, I have a question for you. It's Veronica. I don't know if you remember. So you're happy as a clam being in your own little world. Are you...
Go ahead.
Are you... feeling lonely, or maybe like you want to chat with the living again, or are you just trying to figure out what to do next?
Yeah, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm happy as a clam. I'm not lonely. I do, you know, I mean, I actually find Earth's life kind of boring. I feel, I mean, I've had enough sex. I've had enough wine. I've had enough money. I mean, I've been to the best hotels in Paris. I've been to the best restaurants in New York City. I've had sex with more celebrities than you could have even imagined. That's not a problem. I know that it pisses off a lot of people in the spiritual community, but I just am bored with life, and there's nothing more I want to create. I'm living healthily. I live in a beautiful home. I have my organic gardens. Everything is fine, but I kind of feel like there's got to be something else for me to do here.
Yeah. Sounds like he feels like he's in stagnant water.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too. But you have magnificent cards, I'll tell you that. You have a really dynamic way about you.
Yeah.
You've got such charm. And
I totally want to hang out with you.
Yeah, I know. You are super talented. And your magnetism, I think maybe, and I'm very hesitant to actually say this, maybe your plate overfloweth with too many blessings,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the best of everything. And now you're thinking, is that all there is?
Yeah.
Where other people out there are probably going, oh man, but too much. It's called, Grandma called it spoiled brain. It's when a person has every kind of indulgent, you know, they're able to satisfy every desire. They can fall into the trap of spoiled brain. And what I'm feeling from you is that you wouldn't mind a few challenges coming your way.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind a few, like, cracks in the road.
Yeah, and I don't mean, like where he's, you know, crawling up the avenue because he's feeling so destitute, but I just think that maybe you need to listen to the calling that's on your heart.
Right.
I see it here. That you have literally had the best of everything. Now it's time for you to take a look at the world, and you certainly have many contacts. I feel that you are highly connected in a network, like you say, that includes, you know, the
all
sky's
things,
the limit.
Yeah.
And I think, the sky's the limit for you as far as your contacts and the networks that you have. There is more for you to do. How can I ask how old you are?
57. But I've never been on Facebook. I actually don't. I mean, since the whole CV thing happened, the only person that's reached out to me to see if I'm still alive is my dentist. So I'm actually totally isolated. All the people I've known in New York and Hollywood have all left my life.
Well, and that may just be a good thing here.
Yeah.
No, I'm not right. I'm not complaining, but I don't have anyone. I mean, Anna Winter wouldn't take my call anymore like she did 30 years ago.
Who?
Anna Winter?
That was many moons ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think you're seeing the reality of those that, you know, I remember back in my day, I had a lot of party friends, and I'd say, we're going to be together, you know, forever. You ever need anything. But then when your lifestyle changes, they just sort of disappear.
Life happens for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Life happens for everybody.
Well, what I'm perceiving from your card, so we'll get right to it here, is you are going to realize in a serendipitous moment, like totally unexpected. You could be working in your garden, in the shower. I get a lot of my inspiration.
All my shower ideas. Yep.
Yeah. And you're going to realize, oh, my God, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And you're going to just go forward. And I feel that it's going to give you an opportunity to literally go down in history is what I'm seeing right here. You have all this experience. You have all this abundance. And there's people around you that are, I think, are in need of some attention and some care. And I do feel you are the man for that. Or you wouldn't have called and asked this. So I think what you could do is venture out a little bit, but make it a worthwhile endeavor.
I would be like, maybe walk the dog and see what's out there.
And also to join things or attend things.
And I hate if you're not on the Facebook.
Yeah.
There is always, I have found many friends on Instagram. I found my people.
Yeah.
I also have really enjoyed getting on TikTok. And this is not even like the normal stuff where you have to talk to people on the regular basis. You just watch things and laugh and sometimes cry. And then you share that with the other people that are on the social media. I don't know.
Well, David, one thing I would like to tell you is I see you forming, and I'm going to call it an alliance, but it's with two other men. And they all will be doing something for the higher good. It's going to be your baby, so don't let anybody take it from you. Also, I'm seeing here a woman who you've known a very long time. I feel she's not long for this world, and she is going to leave you a huge inheritance in her will.
And she's also not on social media, so she wouldn't have contacted you either.
So, hon, I think if you just start to look at what is it can I give of myself?
Yeah.
What can I do that would make me feel more whole as a person? It's really going to shed some light on this for you. You've got a lot of living left to do there, hon.
Oh.
And you've got a lot of wisdom. But, Rebel card.
Yeah,
stand by for your Rebel card reading.
I really like the Rebel card.
Yes.
It is. Believe what you see. Choose bravely.
Ah.
And you didn't have to substitute any? Mm-hmm. Wow. It's not very often we get a Rebel card reading that did not have Addy Ono.
Beep,
beep, beep, beep type stuff, yeah.
Now, David, you have got to call in again.
Yeah, we can delve more deeply into this, especially as you become more centered in your own thoughts. Okay.
We even run ideas past us.
We do multiple shows a week.
Yes, so we hope that you will be in touch. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare that we get men on here, but we love it.
It's cool. And the psychicitlovedoctor.com.
And if you need a new best friend, I'm here.
Yes, and Veronica loves doing this too. So, David, there is a mission in front of you.
Yeah.
You just haven't reached that point.
Yeah.
You know the door shall open, but he hasn't got there yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. It's always good to know.
Sometimes it starts with the feeling of, what's a good word for feeling disinterested in you know, what you have going on.
You're just
on.
Bored with life at the current moment. You're kind of sick of the same old, same old.
And you're moving towards that moment of revelation.
You're like, what's next? Jesus. This
I have definitely felt like I was moving slow like molasses.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
what
boom.
Doing. Right.
Here comes the door.
All right, hon. We hope we've been some help to you. And we hope
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yep.
Very welcome. So with all
blessings.
Love to, I would
Take
love
care.
To sit with him and have him spill the tea.
I want to hear all of the tea.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Okay, what do we got?
All righty then. We want to remind everybody that the number is 515-602-9676 to call in. And you can Skype in also as well. People don't realize that because people think Skype is the Skype only. But you can Skype phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Look domestically and internationally. And if you have Facebook Messenger, for our folks that are on Facebook, or even the folks that are on the radio show listening probably have Facebook, you can message her, Deborah Lee, but you already would have to be a friend. I've been accepted as a friend. And for you Facebook folks, I can't do either. If the lines open up, we will turn to you.
for your questions.
So if you got time on your hands, you know, might be worthwhile sticking around.
Well, David kicked things off, and let's see who we've got next.
Okay, well, I shall tell you, we've got area code 423, which is in the state of Tennessee. 423.
Didn't we have somebody that dropped?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
Nope.
Okay,
that
all
was
right.
Our previous caller said bye-bye.
Gotcha.
423.
Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Luna.
It's Luna, of course.
Had
of course. Pretty soon I'll just automatically assume that I'm not quite there yet like we do
with Texas.
Other area code, yeah.
Well, Luna, how are you doing?
I'm good. Just got home from work not too long ago, so I'm just trying to wind down a little bit.
Well,
so you're fully recovered now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she must be.
Fully recovered and being recovered enough to go to work is two different things.
It is. No, I know. If you're fully recovered enough to go make money.
And if you still take time to get yourself fully 100. Back.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Veronica knows she had COVID really bad.
I'm just now this week getting rid of all the congestion that was stuck. And, it's been a little crazy.
So, Luna, what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I think you saw yesterday or the day before where I posted that I had a really bad anxiety attack at work, and I don't know why. So I was kind of seeing if I could get a reading on it to see what could be causing it, because I don't know. Like, I will just be sitting there, and all of a sudden, it'll hit me. Like, it happened again today, but it wasn't to the frequency it was on Wednesday.
Now, let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, do you notice this after you've eaten something in particular?
No.
Okay. I have had anxiety attacks triggered by MSG, which goes by all different kinds of names, monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
And
heavy preservative.
Yeah, and it will cause my heart to race. My head feels like it's getting bigger, trembling. So pay attention to what you're eating, what you're drinking.
Yeah, you're not a doctor.
It can make your heart palpitate, like you're having a heart attack, and then you start getting panicky. I have that same feeling. And we are not doctors. We just are speaking from experience.
Take long, slow breaths. You might be hyperventilating.
Right. They tell you also to breathe through a straw.
I've never heard that. I heard about the paper bag.
You take a straw and you blow.
Straw sounds scary.
And then you inhale.
I don't know if I could do that just getting over COVID, though.
No,
right. You don't want to take any huge deep breaths.
No doctors at this table. Zero doctors at this table. Zero.
But that is what they have told me. I have a list of 99 things to do after an anxiety or panic attack.
Yeah, a lot of times it's slowing your breathing. Relaxing all your muscles.
Similar to a minor asthma attack that doesn't need medication.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Have you started any unusual, well, not unusual, but unfamiliar types of medication?
Not unusual.
No, just I've been on the same medications for a while now.
All right.
Good.
Okay. Not saying give me a play-by-play on your day, but... Was it the other day that your first day back to work?
No, it was my second day back to work. And I was just sitting in the back office just working on training, just watching videos. And I wasn't, like, being overloaded or anything like that. It hit me all of a sudden. And it felt like something was wrong, like something bad was going to happen. But nothing really ever did.
Is there stress in your workplace? Because I'm looking at your cards, and they're suggesting some, but I first want to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stress?
I mean, it's a pharmacy. It's a pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And didn't you say that you have coworkers that can be a little difficult to cope with?
Not really. Well, they're all being very helpful with
somebody else. Yeah.
It's probably somebody else. Your cards are showing me that you are going to have a different workplace literally fall into your lap. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be hectic. It's not going to be stressful. It's going to be a job that you will really love. And these cards are saying this is where your sense of well-being is going to come.
Okay.
So if you are having, and these could even be subconscious thoughts, you know, worrying as you probably did
and
during COVID.
You have
COVID.
No idea that they're
yeah,
there.
Yeah, worrying maybe about bills and worrying about your family, your relationship. A lot of times we don't realize that we are ratcheting up our anxiety.
Exactly, like crank it.
Stress
and then
can destroy a person's health.
It really
yeah.
can,
even
yeah.
if it's not upfront stress, it could be right. in the back of your mind stress.
You're unaware of it.
So I feel a better job is coming to you. Better. And up your alley in what you do. And I really feel it's going to bring more pay for you that will help to build more security for you and your family. And it doesn't hurt to find ways to work with anxiety. For instance, stay in the present.
Yeah.
Don't let yourself go, you know, down the road. Overthinking everything.
Yeah, it's very, very hard for people that overthink. They're the what if.
Yeah.
The what ifers. I think I got that from, you know, just being around my family. That
I do it.
Did.
Yeah, they do.
And
yeah.
And I really, my daughter has to go, Mom, we don't know what's going to happen next week. We don't know what's going to happen next year. Calm down. And I'm like, who are you to tell me, you know?
No.
But she gets me back to where I need to go.
For times when I knew I was having a really difficult episode,
mm-hmm.
I kept Benadryl in my pocketbook, my purse. And what I would do is not necessarily take a whole one because it might just put you right to sleep.
Right. I have that problem.
I would take a little piece of it that would just chill you ever so slightly, you know, so that you could...
None of this is actual
physical, doctor, medical,
professional advice, mind
Again,
you.
Again, we are just giving you our own advice.
Personal experience.
Personal experience,
stuff.
Yes.
Yep. None of us.
You may want to see a therapist, honey. I know there's a lot of them. I even have a client who works for Better, what is it called?
Better Health. Or
Better, yeah, I can't think.
I know there's a lot of them.
Better Shit?
Huh?
Just Better Shit?
No. Better, like Better Health or Better... But you can do it right from your own home.
Yeah.
Or
you
a medical
can go
doctor.
Online. You don't have to go into
chemistry.
A building anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to see your physical doctor, too. You
right.
might have a chemical thing.
It could be hormonal. But she's kind of young to already have like perimenopause.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I wouldn't be so quick because, you know, I do have PCOS, unfortunately. So I know that can mess with your hormones. Pretty good, but I did see a therapist, and I was telling her about what happened, and she said, well, what did you do to kind of calm yourself? I said, well, surprisingly, I said, I actually had some anti-nausea pills on me that I've been prescribed, and I said, I took one, I think I took two of them, because it was really
yeah.
bad, and she's like, well, that particular medicine has an antihistamine in it, and that can help anxiety.
Absolutely. Antihistamine,
yep.
right.
Yeah.
Slows the system down like a Benadryl.
There you go.
And if you have positive self-talk,
yeah.
you know, remind yourself what a fantastic human being you are. When I'm going through difficult anxiety period, I'll put all kinds of, I don't know, Veronica, if you ever thought, I used to put all kinds of motivational
post-it notes and stuff.
On my bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
So, honey, your cards are showing that you will resolve this. You're not going to be visited in the future with more of these once you get over the hump.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is going to come from that new job.
Yeah, you would be surprised.
And it's coming soon. So if you find yourself getting offered a position, do you work in a chain store pharmacy?
Yeah.
Okay, see, the pace there might be too much for you. The vibe might be too much. And I tell you, you find a better position, you grab it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's coming very soon, so I wouldn't be surprised if we hear from you
mm-hmm.
in the month of March. Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
I've got a better job, and I'm a lot happier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. So,
yeah, but,
the panini, as we've called it, I feel has a odd way of bringing out things that were sitting kind of dormant in your body. So you say you have a little PCOS. That all might be connected, and I would definitely be chatting with your doctor about that. Just now we can stop talking about it. Okay. So I pulled two cards tonight for you because I feel like it's all connected.
Are your rebel cards?
You have a stop obsessing.
Yeah.
And I think that just basically means, you know, what you've been worried about this whole time. And then also you need a big bleeping hug.
Oh, yeah.
Big
here
hug.
It is. Here I'm giving it to you right now. Queen!
Aww.
I've known you a long time.
Thank
yeah.
you. Oh, you're so right welcome, there. Honey. And you you stay in touch with us. We love hearing from you. Okay?
I will.
All right, honey. Thank you. And
all right. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yes, yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Then we shall talk again.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I really feel very positive from her reading.
Yeah.
That things are definitely going to improve for her.
Well, her health is slowly improving.
Yeah.
She's back to work.
Yeah.
You know, it's built in a day, and not, sometimes your health isn't after having COVID. All right, we are over the hump. Let's remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope you enjoy yourselves. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. Or for those that can't pick up the phone and call in and you're on Facebook or have Facebook, excuse me, you can contact us on Messenger.
Yes.
It has to be to Deborah Lee.
What's the number again?
It is 515-602-9676.
Do you have your phone with you?
Nope.
Well, I was going to have you. It's starting to turn into Siberia.
Hey, you're going to suck it up, buttercup. All right. Anyway, real quick, I have to comment. I had a flashback little thing. Somebody said something about having a self-talk with yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was in the 70s, there was a major league pitcher that every time a new batter came up, he was called the Mad Hungarian was his nickname. He would go behind the plate and go talk, get all angry, then he'd come up. He'd have like a self-talk with himself, get himself all psyched
but
up. Every time a new batter came up. We don't know what he was doing. You see him shaking his head, up and down.
But it worked, right?
Well, he's not in the Hall of Fame or anything.
No.
You know, it sounds very familiar. Did they ever do any kind of like
He wasn't that popular.
Or anything?
No, he wasn't that popular. I mean, people maybe have always had those kind of characters. When I saw him, I think he was an Atlanta Braves guy, but some of those guys are journeymen and they go to a billion teams. But anyway, that's what flashed into my mind. Like, I remember that guy talking to himself behind the mound.
That's funny.
Not just talking, like, ah!
Did he look a little crazy?
Oh, yeah. They called him the Mad Hungarian for a reason. Okie dokie, pokey. That number is, one more time, 515-602-9676, which the lines are open, and Facebook Messenger to Deborah Lee is
mm-hmm.
open. We had a fan favorite on here.
Danielle.
Maybe she's at
we
work,
did.
Or maybe things were going on. Yeah, it was pretty much her.
I'm also a fan favorite. I have a badge. And I didn't know how since I'm an admin, so I don't know.
I'm glad you got a badge. I don't know if Bridget's still here. She mentioned just recently while you were doing the last reading that her 9-year-old son has COVID.
Oh.
Bridget in the UK, so
yeah.
Maybe she got tired. It's
I remember
late.
The last time we talked with
yep.
her.
And I don't know that she's here right now. Let's see if...
What was that?
That was me, not you.
Oh. All right.
Penny.
Ken?
Oh, yeah.
Kenny.
Yep. I'll grab one that was a little while ago posted. I don't know the details, and I don't know if Henny's here. Is Bobby afraid to get hurt again? He's been hurt by his ex. His energy can be in and out. A bit in our relationship.
Ah.
So she has a relationship with a Bobby, and she's want to know, is he afraid to get hurt? Because he's kind of in and out, like maybe tap dancing or getting too committed is what I'm guessing. Me. Yeah, I got 450 frogs in my throat right now.
Yes, but your allergies don't seem to be bad.
No. They manifest different ways.
They manifest.
Right now it's in the throat area.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But still, 155 billion times better here in Virginia than in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota,
okay.
Boy, I had to have a
Bridget.
Nice July weather, I had to walk around with a handkerchief all
but
summer long.
I do recall going back to, I think it was the 90s, you would get these severe allergy attacks. Your Navy buddies thought you had...
Well, not allergy attacks. I would get bronchitis and pneumonia during the flu
HIV.
Season.
Oh,
but it was all in that same it was all in that same building. Where
I have seen you, though, with your eyes all red and blotchy, looking like you're on your deathbed.
We were in a piece of crap building that never had ventilation cleaned, and it went away when after I left that building.
You came?
What?
Bridget?
Yes. But this is not Bridget's question.
No,
this
is
Henny.
Henny.
Where is Henny coming from?
They're not here to ask.
Well, we'll just throw it in there anyway.
Dude, I mean,
okay, for Henny,
in New York.
Okay, I feel it's really important for us to remember that when we enter into a relationship with somebody that has suffered trauma, as in, getting hurt, the relationship, and especially men dealing with their emotions. Men like to from what I've learned intuitively over the years, they like to compartmentalize different aspects of their life.
Yeah.
And emotions for them can get very messy.
Yeah.
What I would say to Henny is, Bobby is absolutely convinced he's going to get hurt again. So what you can do is try to be supportive and encouraging. You know, Veronica, maybe you have some insight on this.
Well, I mean, just the way that Deb was saying is that they like to compartmentalize, blow it off, deal with it, just kind of push it away. I think maybe being a friend, someone that he could talk to, someone that he doesn't feel threatened.
But I have to tell Annie, there's another guy coming along.
So,
and it's under sure to come true. And I really have a feeling you're going to find that Bobby is just not ready.
Yeah, well, yeah.
To
I
move forward.
That maybe so. Yeah.
You know, it's important to take enough time to, geez, what's going on?
Carry on. Don't worry about me.
All right. So, Annie, care for him, but you can't carry him along.
Well,
like
exactly. Care for him, but don't carry him.
In essence, right. The cards show that you're ultimately going to end up getting fed up with doing all the work in this relationship, and he really needs to deal with this emotional baggage that he has.
It might take a little while for him to figure it out.
Oh, I think it will. I think that he's moving too fast as far as trying to grab at somebody else. Women do this too.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's not taking enough time.
So, to take care of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, you nailed it. He is afraid of getting hurt again and feels convinced he's going to be.
Which isn't a negative thing necessarily. It's just something that you got to have patience with, right?
Yes. It's like when you put a cake in the oven. You can't just go put it in the oven and go, oh, I don't want to wait. I'm going to take it out and eat it. You will die. If you eat all the raw ingredients, it's not going to make you feel good, right?
I think
so.
Yeah, I think
you cannot.
What you're saying in essence is true.
You just have to keep on letting it cook. Take care of you. Take care of himself. He can't rush that stuff. Okay, here is your rebel card. You are the best thing that ever happened to you. Go easy on your tokus.
For ass,
Your peach. Buy your own damn drink.
An ass is a beast of burden.
So I think that's
really a bad word.
Yeah.
For Henny, don't be afraid to be independent.
Right. Don't be afraid to be on your own for a little while everybody else figures their own crap out.
They're shizzle. They're shiznet.
Shiznet.
There's good stuff coming for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we are.
All right. Let's give that number out again. As I speak, I have folks here on Facebook. That number is 515-602-9676. That's to call in on the Z phone lines. Or you can right now, if you're on Facebook Live and you're friends with Deborah Lee, message her Deborah Lee now. And if not, I turn to my Facebook Live folks, but there's always a little bit of a delay there.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. So we had some interesting stuff tonight. We had a male on, which is always kind of a rare event.
Never
here,
happened.
Right?
Who has enjoyed the best of everything.
Yeah, and it sounds like, you know, like he was like one of those super bright shooting stars. But he's not ready to fade away yet.
No.
Because he's got too much light. He's not like 90 where he wants to sit down on his rocker yet.
I felt there's a great humanitarian drive inside of him.
I was thinking that as well.
You know, and I feel that it's part of his journey.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever tell us how old he is?
57.
Oh.
I thought he was 54.
I don't. Did he say it?
Yeah.
Well, I was just trying to basically backtrack by the people he said he partied with. I was like,
Liza Minnelli.
When was Liza Minnelli in her party days, though? Probably 80s is what I'm guessing. Maybe before that, but after the 80s, she kind of went like, bye-bye.
She
was the one partying, but as far as Hollywood and Broadway and all this. Michelle.
And what can we do for her?
I'm gonna type it first so we don't have that delay. So Michelle would like to be a Michelle Marbelle.
Isn't that Beatles?
Oh, that is Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember where she's from, but she shall tell us to do so. Well, it takes her a little time to type.
Yeah.
You know. We have approximately 19 minutes left. So.
And don't be afraid if you're new. You can even give us a fake name.
Yes, we've had a couple of people give us fake names.
Well, they can't do it right here in Facebook.
No.
A few people have given us fake names.
But you should not be afraid to message for us. I mean, maybe you're at work or some place where you can't or driving. She wanted to know about her family life.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see what we can find.
And I'm going to ask her for more info. See you. You know, it's good. It's a good, you narrow the category down, but if you could narrow it down even more, you'll get a better result.
Especially when you're new.
She's not new, but she's not as frequent as some of them. No, Michelle, because we sang that before, has been in here.
Not
Ellie.
Well, the world could be full of them, too.
And where?
I don't think spelled like that.
Michelle.
Yeah. Emmy Shell.
And where are we from?
From this planet, I assume. But that's all I got for you.
I see.
Rock from the sun. All right. Personal family life. Okay. All righty then. We're narrowed down there, Deb. Whatever the cards have to tell me. Anytime, this is for everybody that's listening and watching. Anytime you ask a question about a particular subject, Deb sees something else outside that subject, she shall let you know.
Yeah.
Right. In her case, what I'm seeing here is a lot of upheaval on the horizon.
Mm.
You know, it's hard when you see so much. It's like a mixed bag of...
All sorts of chaos. Specific facts.
You're better than you think you are at this.
I am smart.
Yes, and... there could be some really big changes coming. It'd be really nice, Michelle, if you could sometime either get on with us through Messenger or over Blog Talk Radio, because there are a lot of question marks here pertaining to the future. I feel that you have some family members that are, all right, come on, Veronica, what's a good term for busybodies or... mean well, but to interfere.
They could poke their nose where they don't belong.
Busybody is a pretty good term.
Yeah.
And pot stirrers.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the ones always trying to stir trouble because
they're
unhappy with their own life.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If they see somebody that they're close to has a good life, they're like, that's not right because I don't.
What you need to do is try to create a bubble over your family. Where not everybody can come in the bubble.
Well, we have done that. After you have a baby, sometimes you say, one's coming unless it's
Shields
mom,
up.
Dad, and you know, and siblings.
Build
the
Everyone
wall. Has to stay away. And I know people that do that, and they create a little bubble just to keep
Yeah, them. And it also helps not to tell everybody your business.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pick sides quite naturally. And then if you get your relationship issues straightened out or work problem, whatever it might have been, they're going to be like, well, you know, we all knew all along. And, you know, it's not a time for judgment.
No.
So, Michelle, I want to give you something for the long term. And it could be 10 years into the future or it could be less. But I feel that you may be making a change in partners if things don't shake out and settle down pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And it really wouldn't be that bad of a thing to make a change like that. But make sure, like Veronica, you know, make sure you know what you're doing
yeah.
when you do it. You know, don't just do it on an impulsive whim.
Right, exactly.
Okay, what have you got for a rebel card?
Well, this is one of my favorites, the detox card. Drink a smoothie, unfriend that beephole, and throw some crap out.
What's a beephole? A-hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said something about 10 years.
Yeah.
She missed a little bit what I said.
Oh, I just said that if you do go ahead to make a big change,
mm-hmm.
particularly in terms of partner, you will find a happier life, but make sure you're really sure.
Mm-hmm.
Things can get very, you know, blurred if we act too impulsively. But if you've been wondering, Michelle, if there's actual happiness coming for you, there is. Right now, you're going through what I would call a learning experience.
Detox.
The school
yeah.
of life.
A defining moment or moments in your life. And hopefully these messages can help with what you are coping with. So you've got to visit with us more often, though.
For sure.
We can zero in better. Yeah.
She never actually told us, and I'm glad this popped up that I didn't want to.
Oh boy.
Rawr. I believe she's in the U. She says, "You're spot on, thank you." And I believe she's
yes.
in the UK.
Well, okay. Darling, I'm going to tell you, the happiness is coming when you've had enough. You will know it's time. Yep. And it's a really good person too.
Okay, good.
Coming,
well,
yeah.
All right.
Life is too short to sit in misery. It really is. And if you've got people around you that aren't treating you well, they got to get outside the bubble. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Yes, thank you.
We have a caller on the line. Let's see where we got ya. Hey, our next caller is 917. There you go. New York, 917. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hi, New York. What's your first name, please?
Hi, it's Tina from New Jersey.
Tina. How are you, hon?
My God.
We love our Tina.
Haven't talked with you in forever.
Yes,
I'm already.
Thank you all.
Yeah,
The weather here is crazy. We had a lot of rain. It was supposed to be snow, but it just was crazy rain. So we were all in today.
Yeah.
And the winter rain blows. But
yeah.
Okay.
Well, how's everything? Okay. How are you doing with your training, your family?
That's great. I wanted to ask about a new friend named Fred.
Fred.
A new friend.
Fred?
Fred?
You just,
you're
not going to settle down. You're just like, no.
Well,
I'm
why
gonna,
should you?
No.
You shouldn't. Yeah. There's no such thing as too many friends.
No.
Well, what would you like to know about Fred, Tina?
I just wanted to know, why did we meet and what do you get from that?
Is it destiny or is it just two ships passing
why
in the night?
Why did they meet?
What is it really?
You know,
never know. You don't
I wonder
know.
That, too. I, like, okay, not saying I'm married and I'm going to go whatever. But, like, you just happen to bump into someone that you have this weird connection with and you end up talking in the grocery store aisle. And then you're like, but why did I do that? Like, why did I connect?
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence.
But it's hard to tell what its purpose is.
Yes.
It could be, its purpose could be just a brief encounter. And then something affects you for something else.
Right.
Or you just don't know. That's why she's here.
How did you?
That is why Tina is here.
How did you meet Fred?
We met at like a conference.
Okay.
I want you to know, Tina, he's gone through a lot. inside of himself. This is a guy who has very low self-esteem, very low self-image, and he may actually compensate by acting like, you know, he's all, I don't know, what are the cops?
Big man.
Big man on campus. He's all cool, calm, and debonair.
I'm super cool. I'm Dr. Smooth.
But I just want you to know he is a hot mess inside.
A lot of people will put up that little fake
now,
persona.
Is he involved in the same type of spiritual training that you're going through?
Yes.
Nah.
Okay, now this was said to me quite some time ago, but I believe this. A lot of time people will enter a certain field, whether it's to be a psychologist or, you know, a spiritual leader type of thing, because
they're trying to heal
themselves. So I really think in a lot of ways they can be so successful that that healing will overflow on them as they reach out. But
that's
I'm worried about these cards that I see here.
Mm.
He is not, I think he's got some mental health issues. Let's put it in that category. Why does it keep doing that?
What?
That sounds like she's got a fire.
Yeah, it's not us.
No.
With it needs a new battery.
So
he's got some trauma, Mom.
Yeah, and I think that you can be a good help to him, but don't become a crutch. Tina, I'm not seeing anything about the two of you in a romantic way at this point. I think he's come along to test your spirit without even knowing it. Sounds like you need to change a battery.
She could be moving around.
Yeah.
If that sound doesn't mean what you think it means.
Oh, it's not a fire alarm?
It's not necessarily
alarm.
What you think.
No, I do. I need to change it. I do.
Yeah, mine never beeped, never said it was dying. It just turned off.
So this is a psychological scratch that. This is a spiritual test of you, Tina, your faith, and your giving. And now that you're getting closer and closer to heading out with her, you've got a, you've got a heck of a program ahead for you that you're going to roll out. And these spiritual tests come from the higher power to ensure that
you're ready.
That you are ready.
Wow.
So he's going to look to you for help. But I fear he could have suicidal tendencies. So if he starts to give you any kind of indication, try to steer him toward help very much if you could, Tina.
Yeah. I guess she's going to have to just play it by ear. But you gave her some insight, right? Which is why she was here. And sometimes, like you said, people that are looking to help or seeking help or looking for ways to heal themselves and learn from others.
And that she's got this I'm a helper vibe. And
oh, big time.
She rocks.
Coming to her. You know, that's what you can kind of seek. They'll seek you out.
Tina's a rocker and a roller.
So I really think you're going to do a lot of good for him, Tina.
Yeah.
And you're going to start to feel your own power as a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to surprise yourself.
Yeah.
That's awesome when you can surprise yourself.
That can
yourself.
Give me, like, chills when
makes
she
you feel
says
good.
Something, like, just a few seconds ago. Basically, they're going to give you these tests so that you're going to know where you're at in your spiritual journey. And I was like, whoa! Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of people don't pass their tests.
Yeah.
You know, and in her line of work, she's going to run across these kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. She already has, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
And here is the part that always blows my mind in readings like this. What if he isn't even real?
Well, maybe it's your angel.
Maybe it's
angel.
An angel.
Right.
Exactly.
I remember the story that Deb has told us so many times about that person that needed you guys, needed like some groceries or something at the store. With and you guys turned around.
And she was
gone. And I'm like,
we gave her our last $20. I said, we'll just write a bad check in the grocery store.
It'll be fine,
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right then, I have chills every time you tell.
Well, I had chills that night. We looked everywhere. That woman somehow disappeared out of that parking lot, like you would not believe. So that's why I'm saying somebody coming to you with all these, you know, emotional and spiritual issues, it could really just be a big test on on your commitment.
Right. 100%.
Well,
yeah.
Even if it's a real person, it's still a test.
Yeah.
Right.
It is.
It doesn't have to be divine intervention to
but
create this manifestation.
Could
it could be a test.
A test. They will come in, and you'll help them, and you, and then they go out, and you, they're never seen from again. Yeah. Well, this is, I think it's a, I'm not sure. I did it twice.
We got the same one.
Is your rebel card reading, Tina?
Yeah.
Stand by.
Don't talk to anyone. Don't look at anyone.
Wow.
You need some time alone, and you know why.
Wow.
Only she would know.
Would yeah. that be in prayer, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She knew.
Holy crap.
That resonates for Tina.
Your drums are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go.
Well, it wasn't your fault, Tina. Deb here turned up the volume.
Oh, you pumped up the volume.
And then when you said yes,
yeah.
my hair stood up. The three that I have.
Yeah, the three hairs he's got.
But
Tina,
is so
you're taking us out to the end of the show.
Yeah, we like that. And we like when you're first. And the last is cool, yeah. but you got last at least when you have a lot of time.
Yeah, and we're going to pray for Fred, too.
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is really going to be an eye-opening thing for you where you realize what kind of power you have
yeah.
to empower others. Mm-hmm. There you got it.
Too late.
Oh.
Oh, so I'm just supposed to intercede for him. That's all.
Yeah.
Give him wisdom.
Yeah. yeah. And I think you're going to really bring healing to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
Finish what you're saying.
Well, Tina, we're going to have to sadly say goodbye to you.
We are indeed.
You need to call
Thank
us.
You.
We miss you, so call us more
She's
often
busy.
When
She's
you can.
She's a busy girl.
Thank you. You all are funny, but he's a comedy session in the corner. That's hilarious. So thank you.
Yeah, he loves doing this show. So we're gonna keep him.
Yeah,
thank you. So, Tina, you have a good weekend. And
thank
take
you,
care.
You too.
Oh, you're
thank
so
you,
welcome.
Bye.
And everybody that is listening or watching, let's all take a moment. Sometime during your, you know, daily routine, take a moment and send some healing energy out to the Ukraine. That is part of my heritage. And my heart is really hurting for the people there. And let's hope there can be a good resolution and not too much bloodshed, please. So I hope that you will remember them in your thoughts and prayers. Also, remember for your phone, get the Psychic Love Doctor app. It's free. And you can give yourselves readings all day long. I often use it when I'm going into a meeting or if I'm going to face a certain situation and I want to know the outcome. So anyway, everyone,
I need to talk.
Take care. Okay, talk.
Before we go, I want to let her, we have somebody that just joined us on hold. I think we know who it is. I'm sorry, 443 from the land of Medellin. You joined us right too much late. We got less than 2 minutes. Sorry.
Yeah.
We are so sorry. But you could call us back. She knows how to find us. Oh, yes, she does.
And thanks to all.
We got about a minute and a half left.
Yeah. All right. Well, one thing I'm going to end the show with the words of my grandmother. And I'll tell you, that woman did not have much of a formal education, but I feel... In many ways, she was a savant.
Oh, yeah.
But her favorite saying was, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. And isn't that really true when you think that we create our own reality? I want to thank Jimbo Baggins, Veronica with her rebel cards, and all of you, because without you, we don't have a show. Are you going to play our outro?
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.